The GAA program is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Club Championships.
Kiev, agus Falchuk, agus Ian Clark, come on Luke Glasgow, and a shock on a show with me, Tom Cormack, as usual on a Wednesday night. And we've got a very special programme for you tonight, coming to you live, an All-Ireland special from the St. Davos Club in Ahearn. So, quite a large crowd gathered here, and we've got a big guest list to get through with a special programme, as I said, an extra half hour as well. We're running until 9:30 or so. So, first of all, let's have a big cheer for Tyrone. Dare I say, any Dubs in the house? No, they were stopped at the border. Look, great to be here. It's a great week for Tyrone. It's a special week for the county. I know Donegal won the Ulster title, and we have something to lick our wounds on. We're disappointed not to be in the All-Ireland final, but everybody in Donegal, or most people in Donegal anyway, behind Tyrone now, and we've got a couple of Donegal people here to meet as well tonight, believe it or not, and we've got an extensive guest list, including John Lynch and Aidan Skelton from the first ever Tyrone team to play in an All-Ireland final in 1986. We've got Conor Gormley and Martin Penrose from the three treble winning sides of 2003, 2005 and 2008. We've got Owen Devine, of course, a young star of the early part of the millennium, winning in All-Ireland at under 21. He's here as well, and well, we've got quite a lot of people to meet, so we'll get down to work straight away. And first of all, I'm delighted to say I'm joined here on stage by three very important people. Everybody here tonight is very important, but I'm joined by Anne McNamee, Jerry McHugh, and Liam Donnelly, and they're the parents of Ronan McNamee, Ronan McHugh, both from the Ahearn Club, and of course Liam Donnelly is a very good friend of ours on Highland Radio. We have him on regularly. He got a pass to come in from Trillick tonight, and he's here because he has two sons on the team, Matty and Richard, and Matty is the captain of the team. So I want to, first of all, for my three guests, my first guest tonight, I want a big Ahearn round of applause. And let's get it straight out of the way, first of all, and we're claiming Rona McNamee, because Anne McNamee is Anne Ward from Doherty.
That's right, that's me.
Came down to Ahearn many years ago and fell for an Ahearn man.
That's what happened, yeah. That's what happened.
Tell me, Anne, an exciting week for the McNamee family.
That's brilliant, yeah. It is, absolutely brilliant.
And in terms of excitement, is he sleeping at night? Is he getting his porridge in the morning?
Well, he probably is, but not from me because he doesn't live at home. So
I
hope he's getting it. Yeah.
And tell me, what is it like to be mother of one of the key players? Obviously, you've followed him right through the age groups.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, it's fantastic to see them after all the hard work and training and wet evenings and cold mornings, and it's great to see them.
And like it didn't happen this year, it happened, I'm sure you were at the coal face for many years.
Yeah, since he was about 7, I'd say.
Bringing him to matches and bringing him to training
driving the country, yeah.
And tell me, when did he first show a promise to you, or when did you think?
Probably from the start, I'd say. Right away. Yeah. He just had a dedication. Real fierce dedication. He would walk to training if there was nobody to leave him, and that was 5 miles. Even when he was only 7 and 8, like he just had to get there, and that was it.
Yeah. So he fell for the game from very early.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And tell me, is it from the Ward side or the McNamee side that he takes the football?
Without a doubt, the Ward side. Now, there's no question. Without a doubt.
Yeah. So it's definitely, and of course, you live in Doherty. You were brought up in Doherty, reared in Doherty, and you brought a special man to school on his very first day, I think.
That's right, yeah. Declan was was at the same school as myself. And
Declan Bonner.
Declan Bonner, yeah.
Yeah, big.
And Michael as well, I remember. Michael starting school as well. I was slightly older than them. Yeah.
Did Ronan ever get down to Doherty and maybe even get the odd game in with Marasa at underage at any time?
No, he actually had a few of the cool camps in Glenties in the summertime when he was young.
Yeah,
himself and Brick Malloy and Leo and those fellas would have played together.
Yeah, and it was ironic, I think, that himself and Brick probably came face to face. Maybe with
their very first minor, I'd say, for both of them.
Yeah,
they met in Oma. Yeah,
yeah. So he played minor on the 21, came through to senior.
Yeah, yeah.
Jerry McHugh is with us as well, of course. Jerry and Ailish McHugh, they're the parents of. I think Ailish is here tonight, but she's too shy to talk to me wherever she is. Put up your hand, Ailish. Where are you? She's just there in front of me. She's too shy to talk to me. I don't believe that for a minute, but that's what Tommy Moss told me anyway. But he says Jerry certainly will talk for the two of them anyway. Obviously, Jerry. Yeah. Proud time as well. I know Ronan hasn't played many games, but he's still very much part of it. And it's something that Mickey Hart emphasises, that every man in the squad is very, very important.
Yeah, that's right. Tom, yeah. He had that bad injury, so he missed a good bit of football. And, he was 3 months layoff with it and from March time. And he's got back in now again and he's in full training again. So he's keen to get up and running, you know.
And he's had a great success at underage, hasn't he?
Well, he actually didn't play much football for Tyrone, but it's very successful with club here.
Yeah, so big slapping lad as well. So.
Ah, he's right lump of cup now, yeah.
And tell me, when did he first show promise?
He's been at it at an early age. He was a very keen footballer from he was small, and He's followed that on through, you know.
You were handy enough yourself, I believe.
Aye, well, I've done a bit of more under the soccer my days, you know. But right. Yeah,
that's why he probably plays with Cappy Rovers, isn't he? He plays a bit with Cappy Rovers.
Yeah, that's right, Tom. I done. Yeah. He nipped over the border an odd time to Capri, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me, Liam. Liam Donnelly's with us as well, and of course, Liam from a proud Donnelly family with a great tradition, obviously. Great excitement in your house this week.
Yeah, well, to be honest, not so much, Tom, because the two boys are very laid back. They're working away and keeping busy, and Matty's in Belfast all week, so I don't think he's finishing until tomorrow evening. And Richie's working away. We keep it very low-key, to be honest.
Yeah. And, of course, you'll be able to tell us how things are going in the squad.
Everything you want to know, yeah.
Because you're... Mm-hmm.
I was saying to Patsy Kelly, he's come down the road there, I mean, he says, "Will she hear all this stuff?" And I said, "I do." I said, questioned Richie one night, and he says, "I don't know why you keep asking me, because everything you're going to be told is lies." So I've stopped asking.
Tell me, obviously, it's great to have two men on the team, and then the man that's the captain as well, Matty. Obviously, that's something very exciting for yourself and Clare.
It's a massive honour. It's a massive honour for the club, you know, for it's like a wee small place like us, and we're very proud of it, obviously, but it's a great honour for Matty in particular, and you know, the dedication is no different than Ronan or any of the boys, or Richie for that matter, or Ronan. They put in the work and put in the dedication, and thank God they're getting their rewards. And I suppose they'll tell you there's no point going out on Sunday. We're not just going up to make up numbers. We go with every intention to winning. So
yeah, and they've enjoyed a fair bit of success at underage as well, and you know, at senior as well, Ulster Championships, and I suppose fell short last year in the All-Ireland Series.
Yeah, I suppose they have. They've been fortunate, yeah, that they're part of a really good group of boys, and that they've really bonded well together in that. And I suppose nobody was more disappointed than the boys themselves last year at the showing in the semi-final, and they were more than glad to get back to the semi-final against Monaghan. And, well, for them it was setting the record straight that they weren't all that bad, and they'd be hoping now to pick another record, right?
And tell me, what's it like? Richie's at home, isn't he? You say Matty's away. What's it like with him around the house? Does he get agitated? Does he?
No, he'd be very calm. Sean Harvey would tell you what Richie's like there. I'll go back to his first visit to Croke Park, probably, on the pitch. And what year was he on? 04? Probably also 04. We got a run out in Croke Park for that Iron Minor final. And Richie was down as what? What is 6, 7, 8, probably? Out kicking a ball with Sean Harvey out in the middle of Croke Park. So that was his first. The Meath shirt on him was right. Sean actually sent him the photograph not that long ago. He had it, but
yeah.
No, he's very relaxed. I must say, he's not. It wouldn't be.
Yeah, and he had a hard time with injury too, hadn't he?
It was bad couple of years there, a year and a half, 18 months, maybe 2 years. He effectively missed, you know, from with. He had a bad back injury, a bad hamstring injury. It was all leading. One was leading to the other. So thank God he's got it sorted. But
and his mum looking after him this week, pampering him.
No, he's well spoiled. he doesn't be in the house much, to be honest. He's away. They're obviously meeting and training, and these boys will know they're nearly out every night of the week. So
and give us an idea of their schedule.
Well, Monday night is gym night. Tuesday night is pitch night. Wednesday night, the meeting, the gym as well. And in fairness, they have it set that the Belfast boys go Belfast, or East Tyrone boys go Killeen, West Tyrone boys and that would go to Raw and Oma on the Monday and the Wednesday night, and then Thursday night they're back on the pitch again, not on Friday night. And then obviously with matches and that, they'll be meeting on the Saturday or whatever, and if there's no match, they'll train on the Saturday. Last weekend they trained the Saturday and the Sunday as well. So it's fairly... It's not. I'm sure it's not, Conor, a better idea. It's not strenuous stuff. It would be to Tommy Morrison, me, like it would be strenuous stuff. But for them boys, it's run-of-the-mill stuff. And it's really, the work's all done. It's tapping up now. They'll be obviously easing well down this week. But it's just meetings and going through the finer detail of everything. Yeah. It's hectic. Yeah.
Jerry, obviously, as I said, Ronan recovering from injury. What's it like... You know, when he's going through that for the parents, obviously, you know, he has potentially, he's about to maybe make a breakthrough and then he's hit with this injury.
Yeah, the injury is very disappointing, Tom, you know, but he couldn't kick a ball or nothing, had to just do nothing for sort of 3 months, you know, and time was long, you know, he just likes to be out and getting at it, out playing football sort of thing, you know, so yeah. he missed it big time when he wasn't playing, so...
Yeah. Big change for you, Anne, to be shouting for Tyrone, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was a bit strange in the beginning, but it grows on you after a while.
And tell me, when they're playing Donegal, what's it like?
Awful. Awful.
Because you were a great Donegal supporter, yeah. And probably still are.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's different when you have somebody playing, though.
Yeah.
You know, it sort of, you know, your priorities are always going to be with your own, no matter.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just very hard to call against your own colours, is the way I would see it, you know.
Yeah, colour means everything.
Oh, it does, of course.
Yeah.
It does, of course.
So have you got the passport yet? I Aaron or Tyrone, I'm not sure which one you get. It's hardest to get.
Yeah, it wouldn't be easy getting into either of them there. Yeah. So it wouldn't. But.
And tell me, what's it like for you this week now? What is it? Do you get excited at games? You?
It's terribly so. Yeah, I'm afraid.
Is this
rather vocal sometimes. Rather. Yeah.
Well, Ross's women tend to be, as I do know. So looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. What do you do now the weekend? Will you? All of you go up on...
Probably pray for most of the time.
What, you go up on Saturday or Sunday morning?
Yeah, Saturday.
And where's the banquet?
City West.
So City West on Sunday night.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Brilliant. Look, good. That's Anne McNamee, Nee Ward from Doherty, Jerry McHugh and Liam Donnelly. And I know we're going to have Aidan Skelton and John Lynch in a moment, but I'm just going to take a gander around and going to have a quick word with one or two people that maybe are in the hall here at the moment while Oisin is getting John Lynch and Aidan Skelton. And one of the men I'm going to talk to is Willie John Dolan. And I was just remarking to Willie John earlier this evening, the first time I met Willie John was in 1996. It was the press night for the 95 press night for the Ulster Championship of 95, and that was in Eglis, and we're still standing.
That's right, it was in Eglis.
Of course, you were a team sponsor that time.
Yes, it was 25 years ago this year from when we started the sponsorship. That night in English, that was before the '95 All Ireland final. Yeah. We also met before we got the lightning kicked out of us in the '96 semi final.
Yeah. And of course, then went on and had you those three great years. Obviously, 2003, 2005, and 2008.
My sponsorship ended at the beginning of on May of 2004, but it was there for the first one. But
that was the important one.
So
obviously, what do you think of Sunday?
Fingers crossed, and the belief in Mickey. I think we're going to make it.
Yeah. So obviously, those great successes of 2003 was against Armagh when you were born, and 2005 and 8 were against Kerry. Obviously, they're the ultimate. So you probably went into those games as the underdogs as well, especially against Kerry.
Well, I wouldn't. If a whole lot of people would give a whole lot for underdogs, but I wouldn't give a whole lot for underdogs. That's how the people perform on the day, and if everyone clicks, or quite a number of them click, we're there.
And tell me, as an Athy Éireann man, obviously very proud of the fact that you have two representatives, Rona McNamee and Rona McHugh.
Well, from our sponsorship started, from Marty Penrose and the Divines and all the guys that we had around that time, there's been quite a few sprinklings of Athy Éireann over the Tyrone teams in the last 20 years.
Yeah, so obviously the money paid. That's Willie John Dolan there. Willie John Dolan, of course, a good friend in Donegal as well, and a man that visits the county regularly. Well, I'm joined now by two men that had the honour and played big lead roles, I suppose, in Tyrone reaching their very first All-Ireland in 2006, John Lynch and Aidan Skelton. And we talk to John quite regularly, so we'll start with Aidan. Probably haven't spoken to you before, and when you reflect back on it, what's the thoughts now, Aidan? What's all those years back to 86?
Well, 86 was a great year. It ended up not too good, you know, but we went down with big enough expectation, you know. We sort of knew ourselves we could beat Kerry. There wasn't probably something like what's in the room tonight, you know. There'd been a pile of people who didn't think we could beat them. But we thought we could beat them, and for 55, 56 minutes, we had them beat, you know. But we hadn't the backup that Tyrone would have now. You know, any players went off that time, we just had 15 cracking footballers. Like, but people coming on wouldn't have been as good as the players that's about now, you know. You have squads now, you know, Tyrone squad, Dublin squad, Kerry squad. It's a squad game now. It wasn't that time, like, you know.
Yeah, what was the build-up like to that time compared to now?
The build-up was serious. Eh? People were bonkers. People were madly. I was working on Oma at times in a building site, you know. They'd have been putting a concrete, maybe in a floor, and a pile of children maybe going up past on a school trip, spotted you, and through the concrete.
Make an extra work for you.
Oh, yeah. The boss man says, get that clown up to the back of the road.
Shall we say you had a more distinctive hairstyle back then?
Yeah, I was a wee bit more distinctive, yeah. I was more like a Mexican that time. The Armagh supporters used to shout from behind the goals, you know, you're in the wrong country. And where's your guitar?
And you respond?
Oh no! I just said no. I'm very modest like that. I wouldn't say no. No.
Had quite a long playing career, Aidan, hadn't you?
Yeah, about 12, 13 years playing senior football. I played minor as well. You know, you could say I could have been a wee bit of a loser. I played minor finals and lost them. Normally, Kerry beat us. Played a vocational final in May in 76 or 75 against Mayo, and then I was in the minor final in September the same year against Kerry with Jack O'Shea. And would have been maybe 8 or 9 that good Kerry team of bidders in 86 was playing that day. Charlie Nelligan was in goals.
75, was it?
75, yeah.
Big
Kieran McGarvey, he was full back that time too.
Yeah, and quite a few of that Shawnee Walsh, I think.
But Charlie Nelligan, he could kick a ball maybe 90 yards that day too. He got big oval feet on him. He was like a big elf. The big boots were sticking up to the ground. Typical big Kerry boy, you know.
Yeah. And quite a lot of that Kerry team went on to play in the great Kerry team afterwards.
Oh, they did, yeah. That was the backbone of the great Kerry team, really. Yeah. You know, apart from the Bomber, I think the Bomber came on later on, like.
Jack O'Shea, yeah. Shawnee Walsh, as you say, Charlie Nettigan.
Yeah.
Probably, I'm not sure if Bogie Moore.
I don't know, I can't remember Bogie Moore was there.
And tell me, obviously, Kieran McGarvey, we mentioned, Kieran unfortunately couldn't be here tonight, he's walking away and he sends his apologies. Those two of you from the club, obviously, great tradition the club, haven't you really, you know, producing county footballers?
From my hair in here, you
mean?
Well, I'm not a hair.
Are you not?
Oh, no. Oh, God, no, I'm drunk. Oh,
my apologies. My apologies.
Oh, you need to do your homework, Tom. You need to do your homework.
That's a misprint in the script.
Yes. I'm a old tone man.
Drunk old tone man.
Yes.
Kieran McGarvey was in the squad as well. So
yes, yeah.
He was the man that protected you.
He was the man that protected you. Even if it was heavy rain or a heavy shower, you could stand behind him. He was that big, nothing would get through. Like.
Yeah. Any funny moments you reflect on in those years?
But funny, I was just going to say, Kieran, you know, me and Kieran, we played at minor football, and Kieran was always full back, like, and I was in goals. And then through our senior days, he was full back and I was in goals. Then my club was always junior football, like, and by luck, one time we got out of junior football, and we were playing Ahy Éireann in the intermediate championship quarter final, I think, in Killiclaher. And I was in goals, and Kieran was full forward, so he's still in front of me.
He followed you around.
Yeah, he followed me around.
John Lynch, obviously part of that team in 86 as well, had been there for a few years. Probably had been knocking on the door as well for a few years before that, hadn't you?
Well, Art took over in 1980, obviously, and things changed in Tyrone that time. There was a bigger expectation. Art had more organisation and stuff, and he knew more about. Well, not necessarily knew more, but he applied more, you know, specialised training and stuff. So, 1980, we got the Ulster final. And then, unfortunately, it took us until 84 to come back, and we won the Ulster Championship in 84. So, you know, there was plans set then. I even remember you sat with me one day at a meeting. We sat at a meeting one time, and I think it was about 83 or something. And, like, this is the way we were in them days. We sat at this meeting, and Donald Donnelly was with Art at that time, and Donald started chatting about us winning all Irelands. And me and this man looked at each other and thought, is this man wise, like, talking this kind of stuff? But that was the plans. And Art had planned he had set and planned for us to win Ulster 84, and again in 85, he was hoping 85, but the plan was to win an Ireland in 86, and it didn't plan out the way he had it, but we got there in 86, obviously, and as Aidan says, you know, the squad was, we had 15 players, basically, and then the rest was there, but we got caught in Croke Park and against Kerry
you had that game won, hadn't you?
Well, we had to an extent. You know, probably it was more the belief, Tom, I would say. Like nowadays, like Connor and them boys would have went down to play Kerry in 03 and waiting in them times, and there was they weren't overawed by them boys. Like at that time.
Well, this was the great Kerry team that we're talking about from Aidens when that came through in the 70s.
And we that's what we watched on TV. When we were watching football, that's all you could see. You know, that's the only football you got. So there was the people who were watching. So it was a big step for us to go and play them. You know, these are your so-called heroes in the GAA, and we were then trying to beat them. So it was tough for us. But Art McCrory brought that on board with us. He used to tell us about these. But like, these boys are just normal lads. You know, they're just like yourselves. You know, they go to work. They have a family. They make you realise that there's nothing special about them. Obviously, they were a special team. But individually, they were no different than we were, you know. That's the way it was, like that.
Of course, Offaly had caught them in 84, hadn't they? And they come back in 85.
Yeah, that was the big...
Or 82, was it?
Four in a row they were going for.
Yeah, yeah.
And they got caught. But I suppose when you look at it, they were very, very unlucky, Tom, to be fair. Like, it's not so much... Like the same thing applies now this weekend. Mm. You know, when Dublin's going for the four in a row, it's a similar situation for them, but... they were unlucky, to be fair. Like,
just remind us, because obviously we have to remember that that's over 30 years ago. There's quite people probably even here that don't remember that team. Who was on that team? Remind us.
The Tyrone team?
Yeah.
Well, Aidan obviously was in goals. Myself, cornerback, Kieran was fullback, and Sean Donnelly, Liam's cousin, Sean, was fullback. Our cornerback, other cornerback, but he got injured in Ulster final. Unfortunately, and that was a big loss for us, because Sean was a big, big player for us, and he was a big loss for us. He got injured in the Ulster final. We then had, Noel McGinn was obviously centre forward. Noel, our centre half back. Paddy Ball, I think, started in the All-Ireland final. Paddy Ball, who unfortunately is not too good at the minute. And Joe Mallon, corner wing back. And then obviously Harry and Plunkett, middle of the field.
Harry McClure.
Harry McClure.
That's Declan's father.
Declan's father's yeah. I can't remember who that fellow was.
That fellow was Sean McNally.
Sean McNally.
And
Aidan O'Hagan, Eugene McKenna. Eugene McKenna was centre-forward.
Damon O'Hagan.
And then you had Sean McNally at that time as well, yeah. Playing very well.
Mickey Mallon and Podge.
Podge in the corner.
Mickey was the boy that we carried. And this is the thing, no disrespects, but Mickey was brought into the team to kick frees. Mickey was born with polio, and one of his legs was thinner than my arms.
Yeah.
But he was a deadly free hitter. And we carried him at that time to hit frees for us, you know. So that's where we were back then, Tom, you know. And unfortunately, once Eugene McKenna got injured and I got injured myself, you know, the replacement.
Eugene went into that final injured, did he?
The Aussie rules wrecked both of us. We were doing trials that time, and he wrecked his Achilles. He damaged his Achilles at Aussie rules training, and I got injured myself at the same time, at that same thing. And it kind of just... That's where McCrory has nothing great to say about the Aussie rules. He's kind of ruined them for two players that day. And then, unfortunately, that's the way it worked out. We had nobody to come in. Sean McNally's actually one of our better forwards on the day. And he came back to cover for me, actually. Art brought him back. When I went off, they brought him back. So we were losing a forward as well. So we're getting depleted. And then it was like a tsunami of stuff happened at that time.
But just remember that. Recount that game. You got off to a great start, and Podge got a goal, didn't he?
Well, actually, the penalty at the very start. They missed a penalty. Jack O'Shea missed a penalty at the very, very start of that game. Podge got a goal in the first half today.
Started the second half.
We were about seven points up at that stage. We got a penalty. People always say that Kevin McCabe went for the point, but he didn't.
No.
I think Kevin was just having a bad day that day, and he probably shouldn't have been the man for the penalty. Noel McGinn would have been the man for the penalty, in my opinion. He would have had the confidence to put it in the net, you know, but... there was a lot of things happened, I suppose, at that same time. I got injured, and I remember Mickey Mallon missing an open goal at that time. There's a lot of things happened, really, within 5-10 minutes, Tom, that turned the tide on us, really. And Splann got a goal, didn't he, at that time? So there's a lot of things happened, really, in a space of 5 minutes that turned the tide for them, you know, and we didn't recover.
Obviously, you had to wait quite a while to get back. You guys were gone, but it took quite a long time to get back to win in All-Ireland in 2003, and that came on the back of his great success at underage.
Yeah.
Talk to me about Art McCrory and his influence in Tyrone football. You know, we count Brian McAniff as the godfather in Donegal.
Yeah, well, I would have played under Brian as well, and I would see exactly where the people are coming from Donegal. He was definitely one of the greatest that I would have played under with Riley Cup. Same applies for Art McCrory. Art McCrory, like Aidan's chatting about him playing vocationals, and Aidan's way older than me, so that's that's where
Don't look at it.
Art McCrory goes back. The Art McCrory started, he really, in my opinion, no disrespect to anybody, I still feel that Art McCrory was the man that dug the furrows for what's going on right now. He was the man that got football recognised. He got people believing that Tyrone can go and win stuff. You know, back he was, you know, he had vocational teams taking them to All-Ireland finals, minor teams taking them under-21 teams, senior teams. You know, his record stands for itself there. Unfortunately, he took two teams to an All-Ireland final and we didn't win. You know, that was the unfortunate thing about Art.
There's a great story you tell about him, and I heard you tell it again last hard night in Castle Derg about...
Yeah.
He has a great sense of humour as well.
Oh, Art was a great crack. I'm sure a lot of people would know Moortown. And the kind of people about Moortown, there's this guy, John Joe O'Neill. John Joe was a pure comedian, but he was a handy enough footballer. Paddy actually was in the panel in 1984. Paddy and John Joe were both in the panel in 1984, but John Joe was playing for the club one day. Moortown were playing The Rock.
Jim Devlin Cup,
that's right. It was actually the Jim Devlin Cup. It wasn't even a league competition. And John Joe scored something like 1-7 or 1-8, and he wasn't on the throne panel stage, and he just said, I'm going to have to do something about this. So he gave Art a call and chatting about the match. Art had a great game, and Art, are you aware that I scored 1-7 today? Ah, did you, John Joe? I'm flying. He's absolutely flying. He says, what do you think? Maybe is there a chance I might get into the throne panel? And Art says, well, John Joe, I'll tell you what. See the next time we're playing The Rock, he says, I'll give you a shout.
That's John Lynch. That's John Lynch there. We have just to take a break now to go for news. We're here in Ahearn tonight in the St. Davos Club with an All-Ireland special. We'll be right back after this for another half hour of our All-Ireland special from Ahearn.